Time now for your comments.
Earlier this week, hundreds of thousands of legal and illegal immigrants stayed away from their jobs in support of immigrants' rights. And we got a lot of letters on the subject. Barb Van Horn of Southbridge, Massachusetts, believes coverage should have focused more on the fact that, quote, illegal immigrants are breaking the law to get into this country. She continues, the argument, yes, we're here illegally, but since we are here, you might as well grant us citizenship, is the same as using the argument, I stole your car, but since I have it, you might as well sign the title over.
Tom Vincent in Newport, Delaware, was also incensed about undocumented workers. They could work back home, he writes, work to fight their corrupt governments, unfair land distribution, and their native injustices. No, they want more money, not just to work. Send them home, never to return, so that patient people around the world can enter the U.S. legally.
And listening to our roundtable with three high school students who are also illegal immigrants, Andrew Yule of Richmond, Virginia, was reminded of the story of his great-grandmother. She came to America from Italy at age 16 to work in sweatshops in the early 1900s. When you interviewed the children today, I said two prayers, Andrew Yule writes. I thanked my great-grandmother for the plush, comfortable life I enjoy, and I asked God to whisper this story in anyone's ear who thinks immigrants should be anything but welcomed with open arms by us and our beautiful United States of America.
Yesterday, we ran a story on a study showing middle-aged Americans are less healthy than their counterparts in England. One woman who's lived in the United States for more than 20 years wrote to say the story rang true. Ann Barton, who now lives in Denver, says her behavior changes when she returns to Britain. I walk to town, to the bus stop, the park, to the pub on quiz night. It makes a huge difference to my fitness level, weight, and attitude.
Ellen Thomas agrees. There is nothing more English than people in wellies and Macs tromping through the drizzly English countryside. She continues, that's not to say all is well with the British diet. Witness the popular northern dishes, chip buddies, that's French fry sandwiches, and deep fried Mars bars.
And finally, we spoke this week with William Alexander about his book, and that book was about another kind of food, the $64 tomato. In it, he calculates the money he spent in the quest for the perfect garden. The conversation reminded Nancy Mamlin in Sugar Grove, North Carolina, of a song.
Homegrown tomatoes, homegrown tomatoes. What would life be without homegrown tomatoes? Only two things that money can't buy, and that's true love and homegrown tomatoes.
Nancy Mamlin writes, I'm pretty sure I have spent a lot of money on homegrown tomatoes over the years. Now I have an idea, perhaps, of how much. Please, don't do a piece on the cost of true love.
Please do write us with your thoughts and comments. Just go to npr.org and click Contact Us.
Put them in a stew. You can make your own very own tomato juice. You can eat them with eggs and eat them with gravy. You can eat them with beans, pinto or navy. Put them on the side, put them in the middle. A homegrown tomato on a hot cake griddle. Homegrown tomatoes, homegrown tomatoes.